Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, August 29, 1950, a bill was passed in the House of Assembly of Barbados to have the Jurors Act amended. The qualifications for a juror in Barbados at that time were outlined in Sections 2 and 3 of the Representation of the People Act 1901. Now almost 50 years later, the Act was in need of updating, and with the passing of this new bill, previous qualifications to carry out jury service would now be challenged and potentially repealed. One of these qualifications regarded gender. Under the 1901 Act, the right to serve as a juror in Barbados was not extended to women. The suggestion to change this came from senior member for the city of Bridgetown, Mr. E.D. Motley. To be more precise, Motley expressed that it would be most appropriate to remove the word male from the as description of an eligible juror. This word, small though it was, had quite a divisive consequence, one that gave the impression that the contributions of women in this regard were inferior and unnecessary. Motley felt it was time to put that idea to bed, reminding the House that women were now no strangers to public service. While in the past, educational investment was skewed to boys and men, times were changing and women were making their presence felt across the society. Just 6 years prior, in 1944, they had been given the right to vote and the island had already welcomed female judges. Against this background, in Motley's eyes, there should be no time wasted in allowing women to serve as jurors, an allowance which he felt certain the other honorable men of the assembly would readily agree to. However, he was wrong. According to the advocate, Mr. Granley Adams stated that he was not exactly in support of the amendment. While admitting that the inclusion of female jurors may be welcomed by some, such an amendment, according to Adams, would make nonsense to the Jurors Act. Adams opined that no one would differ in principle with the idea of allowing women to sit as jurors, as in the process of time they would be more useful than men when they learned the intricacies of the law courts. But no governor or secretary of state would assent to this bill if they allowed it to be passed with the suggested amendment. Similarly, Mr. E. Walcott felt that the bill should remain as it was and Motley's suggestion for an amendment would come at a later date. As a result, the motion to allow females to serve as jurors was withdrawn when the bill to amend the Jurors Act was passed on this day, August 29, 1950.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.